Alex Kurtzman, there you are, as I live and breathe. How you doing?
Hello.
Hi, Michelle. How are
Hi.
you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm great. I get to talk with you guys. First of all, I have to start with Alex and say, we need another season of Scorpion.
I agree with you. I agree with you, Tony. You should start a petition.
I should, or make a movie like they did with Firefly. I mean, I got to find out what happened.
Yeah. No, I totally agree.
Anyway, Michelle, let's start with about Star Trek Discovery. What a brilliant series this is, and as a producer, as an executive producer for the series, what is your job other than just trying to herd cats?
Well, herding cats is a lot of it. You know, my job is, along with Alex, we're looking at what should the story be for any given season, what is the journey of our characters in that season, making sure that we're keeping it in the world of Star Trek, that we've got those thematic elements that resonate back to the original series, because that's the DNA of all Star Trek. So it's a lot of that in the storytelling, and then, of course, making sure that the episodes are executed to our standards, which we've got wonderful, wonderful directors and crew who do that, making sure it all stays on budget. So there's a lot involved, and hopefully at the end of the day, the audience doesn't feel any of that. Hopefully they just feel the wonderful story, and it all comes through, and they're not thinking about how the cake is baked, as it were.
Well, you know, it's if you know how the cake is baked, it's still a good cake.
Fair enough.
Alex, you've been with Star Trek for a long time, and you've seen changes in how it's produced and all of that. Talk to me a little bit about that, about, you know, was it magic when you first joined the universe?
Absolutely. And yeah, it's a little weird to think about how much Trek I've actually been a part of now, because it still feels like it's my first day on Trek. But it's been wonderful. And, you know, I think it's this absolutely joyful world to play in for everybody involved. You know, one of the things that I love the most about doing our shows is that everybody on the shows, from the writers to, you know, our prop master to our cinematographer, everybody in every department is there because they love Star Trek. They're genuine fans of Star Trek. And to get to do this, it's like you get to, you know, go to the toy store every day and play.
What is going on with the final season? How do you feel about it?
I feel great about it. I mean, you know, it's so funny because I think the final season asks these really big essential questions that feel very appropriate for a final season. I think Michelle and the writing staff and all the amazing crew and directors did an incredible job telling the story. So I think fans are going to be really satisfied by it.
I know they will. I'm sorry, our time is so short. I have another 500 questions, but all the best and congratulations.
Thank
to
you.
Everybody.
You
Thank
too.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
My gosh, there you are.
There you are.
Yes. Pleasure to meet you this morning. And my gosh, all the kudos in the world for taking on these characters. I'm going to start with Blue. Talk to me about Adira. And, you know, this is a first major role. Did I read that right?
Yeah.
What a role to take on, man.
Yeah. Yes, this has been insane. It's been insane. I've never stopped being grateful for how crazy this entire process was, and to be able to walk into something so special, and a family that was already formed, and just the best group of people that you could ask for, and getting to play a character that I love so deeply and connect to so deeply. I really don't think I could have gotten any luckier than that. So it still feels insane to think about that, and especially thinking about those first few months working and stepping into this. I felt like I was not conscious. yeah.
Mary, let me ask you this, because I feel that your character, Sylvia, is really the heartbeat of Discovery. She is such a marvelous character to play and such a loving person.
Yeah, thank you.
Talk to me a little bit about how much of her is in you and how much of you is in her.
I was literally just talking about this, but I'm not like very much like Tilly. I think like on a core level, I think our centers are different. Would you agree?
I agree.
I mean, I'm in Tilly in that she's a ghost who's haunting my physical body. like, does that make sense? My timing, stuff like that. But I think for me, my relationship to Tilly is more like aspirational. I think she's just like a really sweet, kind-hearted, other-focused person in a way that that I think is like lovely, and I would like to be more like that. But I think we're very different, but that is kind of what makes it interesting to play her, if that makes sense.
Yeah, she's very Shakespearean in my opinion.
I
don't know.
Oh.
Yeah, I feel like you know that character from other plays. Wilson, talk to me a little bit about Dr. Culber. I mean, that's a deep, deep character as well, deeply caring.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. I mean, you know, I've said this before. He is an idealized version of who I long to be, right? This person who leads with his heart, who can always manage to see the humanity in the other person, even if they're diametrically opposed to everything he believes in. You know, I'm a far more anxious person than he is, but I do love that that was incorporated into season four and that we were kind of able to see this person who is anxious because they want to be able to be present for as many people as possible, and yet they forget to take care of themselves. I mean, that is an element that I understand on a cellular level. So it was also one of the most difficult scenes for me to play because it was so on the nose. Like I was actually, we were shooting that during the year of COVID. And so my anxiety was through the roof. And so to play anxiety while you are anxious, it's actually a lot harder than one would anticipate. But he's who I wish I could be on a daily basis.
What a great statement to have. Our time is so short, I have to say goodbye, but congratulations on the final season and everything that you do in the real world as well. You guys are just terrific. Thank you.
Thank you.
My gosh, there you are.
Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, David. First of all, I'm really excited to chat with you. I'm a big fan of Star Trek, have been since I was a kid. And I'll start with David. Man, I mean, what a character you've got. I mean, a lot of times actors don't get a chance to bite into something like this.
It's a gift, truly. Thank you. It all started from a phone call, Michelle Paradise and Alex Kurtzman reaching out to my team, saying that they had this idea for this character. And at the time, they only had like 4 pages written. And I remember they sent it to me, I had a read of it, and I thought there's something in here which could be fun and that is different. And then I had no idea what I was kind of letting myself into, because I don't like to know, similar to Doug, I don't like to know too much. I'm minimal. Give me bit by bit by bit. And then just seeing how this character has just been fleshed out and how they've given me so much to work with so early on has been a true, true gift. I'll forever be grateful.
Doug, Saru has gone through so much, and in this final season, what are audiences going to expect to see?
Right. Saru has gone through so much. Changes in title and rank, and now the addition of a love life that has been very, very dignified and very. It's like a frock drama courtship that Saru and Tarina have together. So I think. I hope that the audience is anticipating the same thing that I was going into season 5, and that is, will Saru and Tarina continue their love story? And one of our showrunners, Michelle Paradise, said, I think you'll be very happy with the Saru Tarina story.
How sweet.
Yeah.
Is the makeup getting easier? I mean, we're in the final season, but has the makeup gotten easier for you?
You know, when you're gluing something onto someone's face, it is what it is, and it can only get so good, you know, so fast. But it's honestly, it looks like it takes a long time. But most of the prosthetic work is sculpted and painted ahead of time. Those pieces then are glued onto me as the last step, and that's only 2 hours a day. That's not that bad when it comes to a creature.
That's great. You know, we only have a few seconds left. David, what do you think audiences are going to discover about Discovery in this final season?
How special it is to explore, and how special it is to explore when you're surrounded by a team who are like-minded, who are driven, and who are inspired. We're gonna see a lot of adventure, a lot of fun, love, and heart.
Mm-hmm. That's what Star Trek is all about. Doug, we gotta talk for a little longer. I'm good friends with Craig Lemons.
Oh, I love Craig, yes.
Yeah, and he told me to mention that you were the mascot at Ball University.
At Ball State University, I was Charlie Cardinal in a big bird suit.
Together for a longer interview.
We'll do that, okay.
Right. Bye, Doug.
Take care.
Thank you.
Sonequa, my gosh, there you are.
Hi. Oh, my goodness. It's so nice to meet you and talk with you.
It's so nice to see you. I missed you on the last set of interviews that we did for Star Trek Discovery, but
gotcha.
I'm glad I've got you for this, the final season.
No, that's right.
So much to really talk about in a few minutes, but my first question is, obviously you're going to miss Michael.
Yes. Yes, I am.
Do you take a piece of her when you leave?
You know, I think so. I think when you're doing it right, you do. I think when you're approaching the art in the right way, and I think I can speak for all of us when I say this, I think that all of us are going to take some pieces of these people. It's not what you bring. It's not solely what you bring to this character. It's not solely what you imagine or what you bring to life, but it's also the life that these characters put back into you. And if you allow it, if you engage with it, then you can expand and grow and learn and change right along with the character because of the character. So I will miss Captain Michael Burnham, and I have learned a great deal about being a woman, a leader, a black woman, a mother, a wife. I've learned so much from being this character. I'm so grateful.
And her character resonates, I mean, all the way from the, you know, 22nd or 23rd century to our time back in the past, because she is quite a... my gosh, what a force she is.
Oh, thank you very much for saying that. And I, you know, it was this, we found this synergy, right, with all of us, with the writers and the cast and the crew as well. But, you know, we developed and created these characters together, and none of it happened in a vacuum. You know, I've said that a lot lately. We all did it together. We poured into each other. We dug the gold out of each other, not just in front of the camera, but behind the camera as well.
Do you enjoy going to the conventions and meeting fans?
Oh, it's one of my favorite things. It's one of my favorite things because it's not something that is guaranteed to you, right? It's not promised to you in this industry. You don't usually get to do that. But because this is the sci-fi genre and because this is Trek especially, we have this entire world available to us where we get to connect with people, where you get to see why you're really doing it and the impact it's really making. It's one of my favorite parts. It is a gift. I thank God for it all the time.
And that will continue. And do you think the Michael character will appear every so often in other Treks?
Man, I hope so. You know, we went beyond any Trek where any Trek has gone before, right? We went to 3188. But I do think that Starfleet Academy is set in the same timeline. So there's all these opportunities, right? I think the door is open. I think every single one of us would be down to come back. It'd be great.
In our final moments, what do you think audiences are going to take away from the final season of Star Trek Discovery?
Oh my goodness. Well, I think it's going to be a really full experience for them. I think they're going to feel everything. It's going to be a roller coaster of emotions for them. But what we hope is that it makes them proud. We hope that it brings them peace. We hope that it challenges them in the best ways and makes them a little happy too.
Thank you for your time. You are such a brilliant actress, and I want to see you do a lot more. So God bless you, and have a great day.
Oh, thank you for that blessing. I'd say the same to you, and thank you for that compliment, too. Good to talk to you.